honeys, honeys, go grab your tissues. I'm warning you right now because you're going to cry. We've got a proposal, a future miss situation, and of course, more Ronnie drama. Jersey Shore family vacation. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Get crazy, get wild, let's party,
it's
get loud.
Jersey.
If you want to have fun, do something.
Oh my gosh, I love this. It makes me want to spiral.
Let's party.
Oh man, well guys, Jersey Shore family vacation, we are back. Yay. And I'm so sad to say we only have 2 episodes left. Quite depressing, but don't worry, we've got news, we've got gossip, yeah, we've got fan shout-outs, we've got a proposal. What cast member is sliding into my DMs or liking my photos? I don't know.
Ooh.
But we're going to talk, but before we get to that, I'm your host, Morgalicious. You know, I'm finally joined with our KWOW's bag, but before, who is next to me?
Hey guys, I'm Staycation!
Woo!
I feel naked. I'm not in my...
I know.
I left my bag at home to turn into my superhero costume of KWOW, and I'm just... I'm tan, though.
You're tan.
You still got the tan going.
But I don't have my accoutrements.
It's fine. We're going to just... everyone pretend he's wearing the glasses and the get-up. I know. Sorry. It's like, who is this guy?
I feel just dirty. I feel just dirty without it. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Still a Guido at heart.
Still a Guido.
Always and forever.
All right. Well, welcome back, KWOW. We thoroughly missed you, but God, we've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so in my feels. I want to get married now.
Can they just clone situations, like, all over the world and let us just marry one?
I mean, can you guys even just, let's just break that statement down from 7 years ago. Did you ever think you'd be saying this?
No, not at all.
But it's like you watch him in, like, the first season, yeah, and now it's mind-blowing, the transformation. And to see him, like, just give good advice this episode, and he proposed, and he was just so put together.
And you can tell they're really in love. Like, it's real love. Not just, like, she's with him for the money or for the fame. She actually is in love with him.
Yeah, they're friends. They're besties.
Okay, I'm like, I'm going to cry
but
now.
You know what?
But
I do think his healthiness is so off-putting to the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get into that,
yes,
because I think at the end of this episode, that really comes into play that he's healthy and he's kind of preaching, you know, it's a good thing. You guys should be healthy. It might help you out, and yeah, it leads to some issues, but we'll dig into that.
I don't think he's fitting in anymore.
No, I think he's just moved past them by miles,
yes,
just maturity-wise, everything like that.
I just can't even respond to this because it's true.
No.
I wish Nakia was here because she'd agree. He's in the sunken place. He has to be.
But he is. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, okay, let's talk happy before we go into drama, because we all love happy, sappy things. Okay, so proposal prep. We do a girls' day. It's cute. They take Lauren's, as we
plural
call her. And I found this funny. I don't know if you guys, this like kind of came as a shot to you, but JWoww's talking. They're like getting drinks at girls' day while everyone else is prep. And she says, I would pick Lauren over Mike any day.
She really likes her.
She really loves her.
She loves her as a person, too, because, I mean, Mike's probably put her through hell. He's probably cheated on her, I mean, in the past. He's been
I don't think cheating, because they've been together a long time. Mm-hmm. But hell in terms of his financial situation, his legal situation,
yeah,
and the stress that he's under. So it's probably been hard.
He's been with her since college. They were like college sweethearts, too.
So I wonder if like that was
the whole Jersey drama.
But it's also, it's like, to me, my first instinct was like, do they really like, I know they love Mike to death, but even for her to be like, I would pick Lauren over Mike, I'm sure she was just saying like, Lauren's such a great girl. But to me, I was like, okay, like, all right.
Like, there's some past beef between the cast and him.
I think because the Italian thing is we're family, so hey, we're family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, so they abide by that code, but after that code, the feeling is, no, there's not.
It's like he's family, they have to, like,
yes,
they always be family, they have to,
that's
you know,
right,
love each other. But if they weren't Italian,
he's not a
friend,
no,
sure, would
no
they still be together?
If this were called The Housewives, if it was some other brand, and they were just brought together for a show, no, it wouldn't be.
Really?
No, that's
I don't think so either.
It's a cultural thing.
I agree.
You know, where you feel... We're family. So an outside force comes, we band together, and then, you know, but the day-to-day is like, ugh, I really actually don't like this person at all. But we're family. That's just how it is.
I mean, I agree. It makes me sad, but I do agree.
Do you think they've never liked him, though, even in the past?
I think season one they liked him. Okay. But then he was so bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, he was so disruptive mm-hmm. on all those seasons following that. And I think that left such a bad taste in their mouth. Mm-hmm. And now, because he's clean, he's almost a little nerdy and goofy. So he's now... He's not funny in a, oh my God, like Pauly D's funny. Yeah, he's like funny to laugh at. He's probably, they look at him like a little pathetic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's weird. If they were more evolved, they'd probably say, we miss the crazy, drunken, toxic situation. Oh my God. Rather than this guy. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, I definitely see it. But, God, it'll be interesting what we see season two. But, so speaking of the boys, so they're getting ready. Mm-hmm. They get their matching white outfits, which I find so bizarre. But it's funny, so while we're doing this proposal prep, Ronnie doesn't come with all the boys. It's Mike, Vinny, Polly. Ronnie stays in bed. He's upset, clearly. He's upset about Jen. I think it's very much him being jealous that this is now mm-hmm. so much not about him anymore. This is Mike's day. Mike is so happy. He has this great relationship. Yeah. What do you guys think? Is he...
He's having a pity party. He's like a little boy. He was like throwing a tantrum in his room, kind of. And like, everyone pay attention to me again. You know? Again.
And to your point, little boy. And here's the irony is they love him. Because mm-hmm. he's drunk, it's funny, he's Ronnie, yeah. whatever. But the irony is he's the narcissist.
Yes.
And Mike is the nice one. And the episode before, he was picking on Mike. Because it came down, he was trying to break Mike, and Mike wouldn't be broken and didn't react, which I thought was great. But then it came down to, after he was done picking on him, he went in his room and cried because...
Totally.
He made it about him. You know, he yep. reminded him, oh, I don't have anybody. Mike has somebody, but I don't have somebody. Woo-hoo-hoo. And then, you know, it's Mike's day. And again, family, we'll all we don't really like Mike, but we're going to dress him white. We're going to be there for him because we got it. He's family. You know, it's our brother. We have mm-hmm. to be there for him. But see, Ronnie doesn't... It's because Ronnie's a little kid, and little kids haven't really evolved with their feelings. So it's like, no, it's still about me today.
Yeah.
So I'll stay in bed and cry and make it about me.
Plays the victim. He wanted to have a pity party.
The victim.
He even said yep. when he was laying there crying, he's like, I have a good heart. I have such a good heart. And I love Jen. We were so happy. But then in the beginning of the season, he was saying, I don't know if I really love this girl.
Right. He said he didn't want to put a ring on it.
I mean, listen, not evil. None of them are evil. That's why I mm-hmm. always love this show. Not evil. We've seen that on other reality shows. But definitely narcissistic and immature.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grader.
He literally, it's like he's like my eighth grade boyfriend.
Yes.
It's my eighth grade boyfriend in a grown man's body. And it's so muscles. Upsetting. With fat muscles. But like, wait, Uncle Nico said.
I kind of want to know what the Morgan eighth grade boyfriend was like.
Honestly, like Ronnie, like immature, like I'm pretty sure he like dumped me like in the cafeteria.
Aww. What was his look?
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember?
Well, I was like, I was not cute in eighth grade, guys. I had braces. I was not cute. Okay. I was like real scrawny. So I think he was just like had like shaggy hair, like had a pop collar, like aww. Was probably just
so he
like,
was the Ronnie of his day.
Yeah. So Ronnie of Granbury Middle School.
When Abercrombie was in.
Yeah.
Okay, is it okay? That's just for fun for next week. And tell us on YouTube. Maybe this is a good segue to pitch the YouTube thing. But maybe I'd like to know from our fans if they would like to see two things. One, if we can find Morgan Willett from eighth grade.
Oh
and two, goodness. And two, can we find this Joker on Facebook? I bet you we can.
Oh, for sure we can. Okay, right. Guys, I'm going to do some digging for you guys. I will find a picture of me in eighth grade. I'm going to tell my mom
to open
up the albums. No one's allowed to hold this against me because I look very different.
But now it's going to help our audience maybe have a better understanding of the plight of Ronnie.
Yes.
So in our own weird way.
They'll understand where it came from. Well, guys, YouTube, tell me what you want to see. I mean... It's fine. I'm embarrassed already.
Don't be embarrassed. Oh, God. We mean this. If you guys want to see Morgan Willett in eighth grade, along with her eighth grade Ronnie boyfriend, please go to YouTube, hit us up in our comments. And if you're listening, then do the same on iTunes. Leave a comment. Also, subscribe. And I think, is the live read here to subscribe to this channel? Could you take it from here, my lovely staycation?
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. Woo. All of them. From dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. It saves so much time.
Oh my
time.
God, we're millennials. We're lazy. It's easy.
And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover your shows we're sure you'll love. There's so many good ones, you guys. So many good, especially in the reality segments. Ooh. Since you're already tuned into our reality genre channel, you might be interested in Southern Charm. That's ooh, a big yes. one.
Big Brother.
Ooh, Big hey. Brother's Morgan coming show. Back. 90 Fiancé, which I co-host.
Oh my God, so lucky.
Addiction.
So much such to go a good over. Show. I mean, you're having such a great season again.
Yes. The drama's non.
I'm almost ready to switch gears because this episode was a little boring of Jersey
yeah,
Shore.
No, it was a little
I'm
dull.
Almost ready to go 90 Day with you because it's so amazing this season.
It's so good. So good. So addicting. Oh my God. It's like a novella. And remember, we have channels from other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. So many different genres we have. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. Because those things can get really yeah. annoying. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did it in the comments, we'll shout you out on here. So you guys,
we love our fan shout outs here.
Thanks for being the best fans, and we promise to continue doing our best to serve you.
Yes. Woo-hoo! So you know what? Let's subscribe to this channel if you already haven't on YouTube, and let us know so we can give you credit. And my God. Bonus points if you subscribe to the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Yes. So a lot of fun stuff. Because where all of our stuff is on, that where shows we do are on the reality channel,
yes.
correct?
Yeah,
but I'm on drama because I do Billions.
Oh.
What about you? Are you guys, is this the only channel you're on?
I'm just the reality star junkie queen over here.
listen, before the Me Too generation, we would say reality sluts. But we don't say that anymore. We cannot say that anymore.
But like... that too. Okay, well, before we move on to proposal and all like the fun sappy stuff, I want to talk. So Ronnie had his pity party. He didn't mm-hmm. go. I find it just so incredible and a testament to Mike that Mike goes up there. Ronnie missed out on all the prep and he goes, what's wrong? And let me tell you. And he basically gave Ronnie really good advice and mm-hmm. said, I'm there for you for life.
For life. If you ever need anything,
you
can
call me. Who is this guy?
And he means it.
And he yeah. totally means it.
It's genuine.
Like, I'm really starting to feel sad. Because, no, I feel like he's the guy in the house that nobody likes, and they're really starting to pick on him, and then he's a little clueless about the being picked mm-hmm. on, so, which we should be grateful for, because maybe yeah. he's not picking yeah. it up. But eventually he's gonna, and I don't know, I feel bad.
No.
I feel right? like,
yeah. Am I wrong
no,
about
like,
this?
No, and you almost feel uncomfortable for him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, he's being so sweet, and, like, he doesn't care that Ronnie, like, missed out on his stuff. I'd be so bitter. But he's just, like, sweet, but he just doesn't really pick up on, I feel like, that he's kind of the odd man out.
Yeah. Do we think, though, to my earlier point, and I threw that out there, I don't know if I believe it mm-hmm. or not, but do we think that it's because he has evolved? And do you know, like, have you ever heard yes. when any of your alcoholic friends or drug addict friends, even smoker friends, and but when they stop engaging in those habits, they generally are no longer with those old friends.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, totally. I think that they don't appreciate him because he's gotten so healthy. So they're like, you're not.
So it's almost like he's an alien.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to them.
Right? Like he was just a darker version of them.
Mm-hmm.
So right. they could deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And even like Angeline in a weird way is like the darkest version of them. Mm-hmm. So they kind of could deal with him. But he's just. Weirds them out, I think.
Like it's foreign to them.
Like, he's an alien.
Like they feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And because so it's funny, like when speaking of girls, say they were in the cab and Snooki looks at Lauren, she goes, well, if you drink alcohol and you kiss Mike, does it like make him drunk?
Like, by the way, genius lines. But that's why I love the show.
What a smart girl. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like they almost are like, oh, he doesn't drink. Like, that's so weird. I don't know, like, how.
And we're
like,
all drinking.
I mean,
act around it.
And not realizing that, you know, it's a disease and it's a real problem. And this guy was, honestly, guys, I had said off air in past seasons mm-hmm. that he's going to be dead soon. That was my thought. Because he lost his money. He lost his fame. I never mm-hmm. saw this show coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But forever would be labeled the situation. Famous. The worst thing to do in our business is to be famous, but then have no money.
Right.
So you really can't drive Uber. You can't do that stuff, you know, because you get terrorized. And we've seen it in Hollywood, too. And it really makes people want to throw themselves off bridges. Then if you're using, that's only going to make you more suicidal. So I always was like, eventually he's going to take himself out. And for him to have this just miraculous turnaround, and then, you know, when people stop drinking, they usually smoke. That's mm-hmm. why at the AA meetings, everyone's always smoking. And he was a smoker. He doesn't even smoke anymore. He's just eating. But even that, it's not... He still, to me, his body looks good. He doesn't look like a fat guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think they realize that this guy's life's been saved by this.
But and it's funny. We'll talk about all this at the end, but it's... I almost think Ronnie is the next person who needs to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah.
But somehow they show that they're kind of like loving Ronnie more than... It's like they care about him more. Why? I mean, because he's toxic, kind of. And they're used to that. And if you see all their relationships... If you see all their relationships, they're all pretty... They're not really healthy.
Right. Well, and they know how to, like... They know how... They're on the same level as Ronnie.
Exactly.
Almost. Like, they know how to, like, talk to him about
like
it.
Whereas the fights,
they're like, what?
Yeah, like, the way they talk to their spouses. Like, if you see JWoww, the way she talks to her spouse, it's like a... passive aggressive fighting, like put down kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And I think like him and Lauren are actually healthy and they're so cute.
So
and
cute.
I think it's, they're just like, who the heck are these people? And I haven't been around people like this. So,
and Lauren. And can we get into Ronnie now? I mean,
let's talk real quick. I just want the proposal. It was cute, everyone. It was precious. Rose petals,
amazing.
Candles. Nice. The roommate set it up. They actually somehow pulled together a very nice proposal. Mm. Didn't think it was going to get done. DJ Pauly D was DJing the proposal.
Woo!
Vinny, Ronnie did really nothing.
Yeah.
But
he ronned about. Is that what Vinny said?
He's just
going to ron
about. And it was cute. They proposed. Everyone was crying. That's really it. Does anyone
you know,
have
nice.
Thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's nice because it's preserved forever.
Yeah.
Like, their proposal will forever be seen.
And they made a good point. It was the, like... Who said? I think it was Vinny said, like, this is the happiest they've ever been. Like, they all worked as a team. No drama. They set this up for Mike. And at the end, they're all dancing in the pool. Everyone's happy. So it was a cute moment to see, like, oh, they really do love each other. It was a group effort.
And I think Lauren is so nice that she'll be the glue to hold them together.
Exactly.
Like, they'll like him. It'll be one of those things. Like, have you ever had the in-law that you, oh, my God, we actually like her or him better. And she or he ends up being the one to keep that family member.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
and I feel
like
that's what's going to happen with her.
I agree. And that's funny because even JWoww said, I would pick Lauren over Mike. So I feel like Lauren is the one that is keeping Mike in this group because they love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, well, now let's get to the drama because honestly, that's what everyone's here to talk about. We love proposals.
So
but,
much
like,
crazy drama.
Drama. All right, so let's briefly recap what happened. So Mike is sitting. Ronnie's upstairs. Mike basically says, I mean, all of Ronnie's horrible decisions stem from partying and drinking. Is that wrong?
No.
It's not. He just made a point. But then all the roommates get upset, basically saying, well, Mike, what can he say? He's been there. He's done that. He's being judgmental. So he struck a nerve with all the roommates. And then Ronnie comes down and JWoww... point blank says to Ronnie, he's talking shit. And then we end on what is clearly the next episode going to be a very explosive one between Ronnie and Mike. So do we think he was right for saying what he said?
I don't think what he said was bad. And I think he said, like, you have to get your life together. You're having a kid. But haven't they all been saying that? But why is it when Mike says it, it's so much worse?
You know, the other secret to them, which shouldn't be a secret, Ronnie... has a problem with liquor. He cannot handle his poison. Go back to season one. Every time he drinks way too far. And he makes bad decisions. And I think that there's more going on there. I think he actually has a problem. And Mike, who's been through the program, is seeing that, hey, you know what? Maybe you should take your foot off the gas a little bit. You got a kid coming. Like, it's actually the healthiest, best advice.
Yeah.
And typical of enablers who want to stay on keep the merry-go-round going in a circle, they're all jumping on Mike because, no, don't you dare to have Ronnie get off the ride. Just because you got off the ride? No, that's not what it is.
Because I almost feel like if, like, they say, well, Ronnie gets off, then all of them need to.
Yes.
Because none of them have very technically healthy lifestyles.
I think they all just took that personally. I don't
think
it really was just
about Ronnie. A personal jab at all of them. Like, well, if you're telling Ronnie he needs to stop drinking, well, then we all must need to.
I think the girls especially, I think the boys... Vinny and Ronnie, Vinny and Pauly, I think probably live healthy. I mean, we know Vinny's at the extreme, the paleo and taking
keto.
Right, which to me is there's a little bit of dysfunction there too because you're going to another kind of extreme
that's not
really realistic. Mm-hmm. But I think with them, it's more they've just always been annoyed with Mike and it's more that. But I think for the rest of the squad, it's, Snooki is, and JWoww and, and Dina, their Aunt Dina, like, they will go to excess. Let's just say that much.
And their parents, too.
When they even brought it up, she was like, well, we turned out okay.
Staycation. Yes, that's it. That's it. No, that really hits home. You're right. Because they're parents.
We were messes kind of when we were pregnant. Like, we're turned out fine. Like, don't you tell him. Like, yeah, he needs to get healthy. What are you saying about us?
The kid's in his room. He's crying in a bed. So, yeah, he's fine. He's lighting the world on fire. Forget the fact he should be offended that he didn't show up there for Mike and he made it about him. But my God.
And they're still, like, coddling him.
Yeah.
All the
time. Still protecting him. I don't get it. But then another question is, why... I just think it's interesting that JWoww, it's almost like she wanted to stir up stuff by her saying, he's talking shit.
Right.
Like, you know what that was going to start.
Yeah,
so
I'm surprised because Mom Jenny has usually been a better mom.
But, so it's interesting.
But he's, for whatever reason, he's pushed some buttons in her that maybe we haven't seen in editing.
Yes.
She's also, I'm a little down on Jenny because Jenny's been the mom. She's been the, but, you know, also... Did they drink a lot? I couldn't tell if the girls drank a lot at the engagement.
Yeah, they were pretty hammered.
So then you have to remember, alcohol, it's a drug, and it's still in your body. And it's going to sound crazy, but, think of how you guys are the day, hours after drinking, the day of drinking, right?
You're not moody.
Awful.
That's right. You're moody.
Shouldn't be driving.
For me, I was telling someone today, I crave sugar, bad food. And I'm totally cranky. I'm not myself. So I'm sure a lot was going on.
Totally. It'll be interesting. Well, before we get into predictions for the last episode, RIP, because there's a lot of predictions, a lot of fights going on. Stacey has so much news and gossip.
Yay!
As always, we love it.
News and gossip time. Okay, you guys. So crazy, still some crazy drama between Deanie. Sorry. Ronnie and his baby mama, still so much trauma. She actually commented on him saying that he cheated on her. Last episode when he said he cheated. She said, she told Us Weekly, I'm sure he's referring to when we were dating for about a month or two. We hadn't established a real relationship. My ex came back around, she told Us. I had mixed feelings at the time. We just got out of a 4-year relationship. This is all part of the Instagram fight. So the fight they had on Instagram, when you guys remember.
Was the about
drama.
The ex.
Yeah. We got into it because of this incident. When I came clean about this, he came clean about 3 times he hooked up with other girls in the same time period. We decided we wanted to be together and work through this and not to do it ever again.
8th grade.
It's a middle school relationship of he said, she said.
But him being mad at her, they were together 1 or 2 months, and then he was with 3 other people.
Yeah, and they probably weren't even, like, officially together.
Right, like, I'm sure dating, they were just, like, hooking up. People. Honestly, that's what it sounds like.
But
they were hooking
but
up.
But 8th grade narcissism. He's asked to rule in the school dance. Poor Morgan at her country dance.
It's got to be country because it's Texas.
The poor country dance got ruined. Everyone was in their cowgirl dresses and their cowboy hats. And what was this clown's name again?
Brandon
Ronnie.
Is he on your Facebook? One of your friends?
We're going to find him. We're going to find him.
It's like a 1-week relationship.
Yeah. But he was only, Brandon was seeing 3 other people at the same time.
He was
time.
On the dance floor in the dance circle with 3 other girls. Okay. And so, like, clearly that means he's cheating on me.
And you were the bad guy, though.
Yeah.
Just like Ronnie flipped it.
Yep. Flipped the script.
I can't with them.
Boy.
And are they together now? Or what's the story?
So it's like back and forth. Every week, I'm just like checking every day, every hour.
It's every other day.
On their Instagram stories. It's like 8th? Back and.
Great.
Yep. And they're taking to social media, posting things. And she actually posted this thing this past weekend. And she said, when my ex, it was a picture, we can put it up there. When my ex says he's changed, who I trust more than my ex? So she actually said she would trust serial killers more than her ex, sharks, my loser ex before him, poisonous snakes, and Pinocchio.
Yeah, okay. Can we give it up for Jen for being funny? Like, really?
Yeah,
like,
Jen.
That's really funny.
She's got jokes.
Seriously.
And yeah, so this couple, who knows what's going on? And he actually posted another picture of him and the baby.
Here we go.
They were together on Father's Day.
And so I'm like, are you guys together? Some days he's in Vegas with the baby, so he has to be with Jen. I don't know.
They live in Vegas, correct?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And what, you're seeing he's on the road a lot?
Yeah, he's on the road and then he'll come back. That's where he makes his money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appearances and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they are together. I don't think they actually like each other. I think she knows she gets publicity from him.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what's going through
his
head.
Well, he's going to get publicity too.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about him.
Clearly.
In touch and all those places talking about him. So.
And I think he's worried that she is with him for the fame and for the money. Because remember what I was telling you earlier, that on the Insta stories, she actually posted another thing. And it was of, they were driving, leaving Vegas, coming to LA with her and her friends. And she posted to a picture of a guy from another car. If you're my... boobs are pretty much worth more than your car, then don't talk to me. Because these guys are trying to get at her in another car.
Oh, she's in it for the money. She's in it for the money.
For the money. Like, with money. So.
But here's what's weird about these reality relationships. Uh-huh. Seeing it on 90 Day Fiancé, to throw to your AfterBuzz after show. But, you know, these couples, it starts out pure or whatever. Then it gets a little toxic and back and forth. But then when fame gets in, they can't get apart. So the 90 Day Fiancé people, a lot of them... you know that they have to stay together because they're going to lose their fame and then whatever income they have. So for these two, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, and they'll be off the show probably, like with Naya Fiance. She'll be
off the show and he won't be as relevant. Mm-hmm. And he's got a baby, so this is really a hot mess. And guess what's not going to help? Alcohol. So good thing we shut down the situation and his advice.
Yeah, don't listen to mine.
No, you guys got, Ronnie's got this.
Ronnie this whole season.
Ronnie.
And also another thing is Dina will be back next time.
Aunt Dina, we love you.
Probably with Angelina too in the mix. Actually, when they were back out here this Friday, you went to the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, yeah, they were there. They presented.
And they were out here, the whole cast and crew, and a fan actually... wrote to Dina on Instagram and asked her, are you even going to be on this next season? And she said yes.
Okay.
So
maybe I wonder.
I'm going to be full-time on the
season? She just said yes.
Or,
so it almost so makes me seem, it sounds like she wasn't there for Vegas is what I would think. Yeah. And then when they came back to Jersey or wherever they are, she then joined them.
So what we're piecing together is the next season isn't entirely in Vegas. Maybe they made one trip
Vegas. They left Vegas, and it might be because of the Jen-Ronnie drama.
That's what I would think.
Started getting too crazy.
Wait a second. That's why Jenny was in the background of that Insta video. You guys already knew this. Mm-hmm. I'm just late. I'm dumb. Sorry. I'm old. I don't belong on this show.
Well, they already got like an...
I need to be on The Housewives.
They got in a physical altercation... Jen Harley and Ronnie.
Jenny, remember we could hear her
in that video.
But that's what I mean. I think because they were probably all out there filming in Vegas and we know it'll be part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
And okay, so maybe maybe this whole season isn't going to be in Vegas. Maybe it is Jersey Shore and we're going to go to Vegas.
Yeah, they're already heading back to Jersey Shore. Or they're already filming in Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's good. Hear that Jersey Shore was not allowing filming? Remember
we
heard that?
We did hear that. Yeah. So I'm assuming either they had to go to different places. Obviously, they won't be going back to the one club.
I think it won't be on the shore, where their shore house was. It probably will be in Jersey.
I'm sure it'll be in a nice mansion.
Yeah.
A lovely upgraded mansion for them.
Or their houses, too. Some of them have houses out there, so...
Well, I'm already ready for season two.
As long as we see Danny the t-shirt guy.
He might be back.
I'm hoping.
Speaking of past people, are we done? Any more news?
Yes, that's all the news I have for today.
Well, let's do predictions because...
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Because next week, speaking of past people from Jersey Shore, we see Pauly D's stalker make an appearance. So, I mean, besides her, what do you guys think? Last episode, what is going to go down?
I think there's going to be a huge blow up between Situation Ronnie. We already saw part of that, and I think it might get physical.
Oh.
And I think everyone's going to start ganging up on the situation.
I've never wanted to save him more. I think she's right. And here's the big question. Does it end by the end of the episode, we love each other and we'll always be family? Or does it end where it's bittersweet, sour grapes, and leaves us more for next year? What do you guys think?
I think it's going to end on a happy note. I just don't see it in, like, the Jersey Shore family love type thing that they would end in a sour note. Yeah. I feel like there's going to be a big blow-up fight. I'm sure... I, for some reason, see JWoww getting in the middle of it and being, like, the peacekeeper. Like, she started it. She's going to end it. Yeah.
Come on,
I hope she does. So I think there's going to be a big fight, and then I'm sure it's going to end up with Ronnie being like, you're right. Okay, I need help. But, like, he's not going to change.
Hope they stay.
He's so stubborn, though. He doesn't really admit he's wrong a lot, you guys.
No, he doesn't. And now we saw in this episode, it still wasn't, you know what, I need to look at myself. Maybe it's me. Like, I'm the reason, part of the reason I'm unhappy. It was, well, she cheated on me, and, like, now she wants to be with me. So, like, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But I want to qualify everything by saying, we love the work Ronnie's turning in.
Oh, Ronnie, right? Keep it up. Yeah. I love watching it. Because
we love this season, and without Ronnie, I don't know if we don't love it as much. He's created all the drama.
Snooki's calmed down. There's really right. no one well, that's look like at this doing episode.
Without Ronnie,
crazy.
We would have just, I love the proposal, but that's all we would have had this episode.
You need hot mess on the show.
Yeah. And we get it with Ronnie.
Yes.
And he's not going away.
Mm-mm.
Well, guys, it's been fun. We have
Morg.
Yes.
Before you leave, Morgalicious, can you fill us in on your
Oh my gosh!
On your Insta scoop.
How could
with,
I leave
Polly
you guys
D,
hanging? Please. Okay. So, lovely Polly D, if you're watching this, hello, Polly D. He keeps liking my tweets, and now he has gone now to Instagram creep. And he doesn't follow me, but he liked my last photo, which was a really good, cute photo in a bikini.
Ooh.
But he liked it. So it's like, Polly D, what's going on here? You're liking my photos. You respond to my tweets. Are we meeting up or what?
You were in L.A. this past weekend.
He's in
Where
L.A.
More delicious. May I handle the business?
Please do.
Polly. This is K-Wow. I'm coming at you straight. I'm not even in Jersey Shore garb, but I'm telling you this. I've seen the girls you've picked up, and I am telling you, for a man of your looks, your fame, your stature, I am not impressed. But with Morgalicious, oh my God, bride and groom on the wedding cake. You will have your trophy blonde. She checks every box.
Oh my God, guys.
Okay? So what do we have to do to close this deal? Because that's what I do. I close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What do I have to do to make it happen? I'm willing. I have things that I can offer. Things that we can discuss off air. Have your reps call me or have them call William Morris Endeavor, my reps there. But one way or another, we need to make this happen. You've got to take Morgalicious out. Just one date. That's all we're asking. One date.
Polly D, all I'm saying is She's one fine. Date and you're going to be sold.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
One date and
that's
you're
it.
Sold.
Oh, I am so confident in my sale. I just need one date. That's it. Just an opening. Because guess what? We're done after that.
Boom. Done.
Done.
Said
okay, enough.
Guys.
It's going to be a tweet Polly D.
Oh, yeah. Next season, it's going to be me. Surprise. Okay, well, guys, any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
So excited. It's going to be the finale.
I'm
excited but torn. Nakia will be back. We may have to go on a little later because you're going
to
be...
We're going to have to talk about how late my flight gets back. Either that or I'm going to Skype in, but I'll be here regardless.
As we say, Boston, regardless.
Regardless.
I need
be
to
here.
Be here. This is getting sad, guys.
It is getting sad. Well, guys.
I mean, and listen, and we get to move over to Floribama, which, again.
Floribama, July 9th.
July 9th, which it's subutext to this being our heroin. It's not quite the same, but it's, you know.
It's like a nice, like, what's a lower drug? Not heroin, but something like
if
that.
If we can be positive, I'd say if this were spinach, that's broccoli.
Yeah. Yeah,
not as much iron, but...
It's a good analogy. Sorry. All right, guys. Well, I'm your host, Morgan Willett. You can catch up with me on social media at Morgan_Willett. Stay tuned for Big Brother that comes next week. We're going to have a really fun show.
Yes, and I'm Stacey Levis. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Levis. And if you want drama, you guys have to tune in tonight, A Fiancé, after the show.
And I need to... Can I come on that
yes,
for one
please.
Show? I'm like...
The drama. We're going to have some of the cast members soon, too.
Who? Please?
Molly.
Keep me teased.
She said she's going to... probably come on.
Molly, who else?
Molly in person. I'm trying to get Nicole. I want Nicole on.
Nicole's amazing, but what about Chantel?
She would be good.
I'm
going to hit her up.
Because that one is, okay, sorry, we're going off the
rails. I know,
rails.
I'm like, God, it's I got to watch this show
it's
now.
Amazing.
Addicting.
You guys, at Undergaro, and I'm always doing the Bar Rescue after show. I'll be doing Cobra Kai. That's coming soon. And what else am I doing? Oh, I do the Tomorrow Show, a little show on Wednesday nights where we talk about showbiz, career guidance, much, much more.
Well, guys, I think Cavs are here, right?
Cavs are here,
bitches!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.